Chazal tell us in Tanis Chav Tesam Aleph, the last line, Kashim Shmishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha Kein Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. What Chazal are telling us is that if we want to understand the tzara and the lack of joy that we feel during the month of Av, we have to first understand its counterpart. That there's a kashim. That whatever is true about Adar, the opposite is true when it comes to Av. So very simply, what is the simcha of Adar? You could suggest that the simcha of Adar is the simcha of Torah. It's a zman of kimu v'kiblu. When Klal Yisrael once again accepted the Torah. Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe writes in Parshas Truma that the celebration of Adar is really the celebration of the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu on Zion Adar. And if so, the kishem, the counterpart, kishem, just as we feel a celebration of Torah in the month of Adar, in a certain sense, mematin b'simcha, we feel a certain loss of Torah in the month of Av. There was a Jew named Rav Mordechai Yehuda Lubart. He was a Ger Chassid, studied in Shivas Chachmei Lublin, wrote a famous sefer on Kodshim called the Mechamos Yehuda. And his children put out his writings on Chumash and some of the Moadim. So in his writings on Tisha B'Av, he expounds on this point and he says, Kishem, that just as we feel a certain connection to Torah and Adar, we feel a loss of Torah and Av. But it's a loss of Torah that actually is mechazik us in a funny kind of way. Because when we described before that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was one thing that in a certain sense was left unscathed, that emerged amidst all the Chorban. There's something, even though we described so many mitzvahs we don't have, and our learning is certainly not on the level of the learning when we had a Beis HaMikdash, or we had a Sanhedrin, a Makom of Torah. But in a certain sense, Torah is Hashem Tamima. Hashem's Torah is perfect. Hashem's Torah can never be destroyed. And therefore, says the Mechamos Yehuda, says Rav Lubart, all year round when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're able to comfort ourselves with Torah. Torah is the hope that there's still something whole. There's still something that we can hang on to. Torah is Hashem Tamima. Come along Chazal in the month of Av, and Befrat on Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to learn Torah in the regular way. And the Gemara in Tana says we're not allowed to learn Torah because Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chalev, because Torah makes us happy. Today is the day we're supposed to feel, imagine if we didn't have Torah. It's bad enough without the Beis HaMikdash. But imagine how much worse, how much more compounded our pain would be if we didn't have Torah. Torah is our medicine all year round that gets us by, that keeps us even that little bit alive that we are. On this day, Chazal say, imagine if you didn't have Torah. Imagine what that would be like. We read last night in Eicha, Eini, Eini, Yardamayim. My eyes, they're pouring out tears. We know the Arizal says that the month of Tammuz and Av correspond to the two eyes, the right eye and the left eye. The idea of the eyes has a lot to do with the kino that we're about to recite. Arzei HaLevanon, which recounts the very tragic murder of 10 very, very great tzaddikim. To question who they were and when they were, 7 of them are agreed upon by everyone. Others are debated. Did they live at one time? Were they spread out through different periods of Jewish history? But these were the individuals who gave their life, in a certain sense, to protect Klal Yisrael. And the tzaddikim and the leaders of the generation are Arinayim. The Sanhedrin is called the Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the congregation. Because they give us perspective. When we have tzaddikim, when we have a Rabbi Akiva, a Rabbi Yishmael, all the tzaddikim, Hashem Yikom Damam, were brutally murdered in this kina. But we have individuals who have, so to speak, that bird's eye view that can make sense and give us some moral clarity in a world that's so confusing, then there's hope for Klal Yisrael. We have eyes. We can still see. But if Chas V'Shalom, we lose these individuals to guide us, to give us that perspective, that bird's eye view, like the Mesilas Yesharim's mashal of the garden maze, where the person who's looking down from above can guide you through the winding maze. If we don't have them, then we really feel the galus. Yaakov Avinu is at the end of his life. Bikesh Yaakov legalus as haketz. He wants to tell his children about Mashiach. Such a funny thing. So what's Yaakov going to say? Yaakov's going to say, oh, Kinderlach, Shvatim, in Tavshinayin Vav, in 5776, 2016, right? At some point on the middle of Tisha B'Av, all of a sudden Mashiach's sitting. What's he telling them? He's telling them in the future that at our time there's going to be a Geula. What was Yaakov trying to convey to his children? And he wasn't allowed to share. But what did he want to say? So Hasena says that he wanted to explain to his children how it's possible that even when you're in Gullus, that with the right perspective, it doesn't have to destroy you. Yaakov was the Gadol Hador. He was the Eine Ha'eda. He was teaching his children. He wanted to show them how it's possible to see with a clarity, even amidst all of the Chorban. And that's why Vayechi Yaakov, the parsha begins, the parsha that's called Vayechi Yaakov, ironically, because Yaakov lives on, as Rav Zalman Tzotzkin points out. But Rashi says, Vayechi Yaakov, there's no break in the Torah, because Nistam Eineim V'Libam Shel Yisrael. Without a Yaakov, you know, we can't see. Without Rabbi Akiva, without Rabbi Yishmael, we don't see. We can't, without our leaders, without our tzaddikim, without the people who transmit Torah from one generation to the next. We don't have anyone to look out for us. Listen to this Gemara in Megillah. B'masnisa Tana. Gemara is darshing on Daf Yud Aleph from Megillah. Lo ma'astim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not despised us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not rejected us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not grown sick of us. Hashem has not destroyed us. Listen to the Gemara. B'masnisa Tana. Lo ma'astim, b'mei kastim. She'emadati lem Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, V'Azariah. In the time of the brutal oppression of the Chaldeans, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't despise you. You know why? Because we're tzaddikim. Because it was Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, V'Azariah. Lo ga'altim. You weren't repulsive to me in the times of the Yavanim. Why? There were so many Jews who were sympathizers with the Yavanim, had abandoned the Torah lifestyle. Shamadti lem, Shimon HaTzadik, V'chashmonai, Yavanov. Because again, they were tzaddikim. But this Yom Kohen Gadol. L'chalosam, Hashem says, I didn't destroy you, B'yamei Haman, because of Mordechai and Esther. L'hafer b'risi itam, I never abandoned, I never canceled the promises I made to you, B'yamei Parsim, because Beis Rebbe, because Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, V'chachmei Adora, stood to protect you. When we lose a tzaddik, when we lose 10 tzaddikim of the caliber of the kina we're about to recite, we've lost our protection. We've lost those individuals who are willing to go to bat for Klal Yisrael. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, "La'meitcha sheshkula misasen shel tzaddikim kasreifas beis elokeinim." The Gemara says, "Rosh Hashanah yud chesam and beis," that the death of a tzaddik is like the chorban beis hamikdash itself. Why? I think the answer is very simple. Famous Medrash tells us that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu was deciding what to do with us, he decided to take out his wrath, to pour out his anger and his frustration on Eitzim Va'avanim. That Hashem decided to destroy the Beis HaMikdash instead of destroying us. And that's a simcha. Mizmor la'asaf. Right? As the Medrash recounts, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spilled out his wrath, his anger on Eitzim Va'avanim, and he spared us. Why is the death of tzaddikim like Choron Beis HaMikdash? Because what happens every time a tzaddik dies? A tzaddik dies because of the sins of the generation. The Gemara Moed Katan Chav Chesam and Beis. Amr Rabbi Ami. Why is Misas Miriam next to Parah Aduma? Lomer lecha ma Parah Aduma mechaperes av Misas Tzadikim mechaperes. That when a tzaddik dies, the tzaddik is mechaper for people. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a tzaddik dies, when these tzaddikim die in this kina, when these righteous people are lost, it's not, God forbid, their own shortcomings. It's the generation's shortcomings. It's Klal Yisrael's mistake. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to pour out his wrath upon them, even though it's seemingly unjustified. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours out his wrath upon them so he can spare us. And therefore, when we recite this kinu, we have to think, what are tzaddikim? What are our leaders? What are our talmidei chachamim? What are our rebbeim? What are the people who try to lead Klal Yisrael? What are they willing to sacrifice for us? What have they sacrificed for us? And have we made it any easier for them? There's a mashal that Dibna Magid used to tell. There's a mashal about the Beis HaMikdash, but I think it's perfectly appropriate when we talk about the death of tzaddikim. The shkula misasen shel tzaddikim kasreifas beis elokeinu. It gives a very sad mashal. He says, imagine a couple that has everything they could possibly want in the world except for a child. And for years they're waiting. Finally, the wife becomes pregnant. They're so excited. Finally, their home is going to be complete. And thank God the pregnancy is going well and the day is growing closer. And finally, the time comes for her to deliver the child. And she's taken to the hospital. and the husband is anxiously, he's waiting outside to hear the news, and the doctor comes out after a period of time, standing right outside his wife's room, and the doctor says to him, there's been a terrible complication. And he turns white as a ghost. And he says, what does that mean? What are you talking about? He says, we have to act quickly. It's either your wife or it's the child. He says, what do you mean it's my wife or the child? He says, it's too dangerous. There's no way they're both going to survive. It's either your wife or the child. You need to make a decision. He says, make a decision. How can I choose? My beloved spouse, the child. He says, ah. He goes, he speaks to his wife. They only have a few moments to decide. And she says to her husband, it's not even a question. It's not even a question. We waited our whole life for this child. Everything I've ever wanted was to bring this child into this world, and I'm going to bring this child into this world, even if it costs me my own life. And that's how it ended. Imagine this child is born on the day that his mother dies. That means that every birthday is her yartzeit. That means his bris was right after the Shiva. As the child grows older, he finally is reaching the age of bar mitzvah. And his father turns to his son, and he says to the son, you know, I want to tell you about your mother. And he starts telling him about the sacrifice that his mother made on his behalf. And he says, now you're turning bar mitzvah, you're going to recite Kaddish as a bar chiyuva. It's your first chance to really show your respect to your mother. And he wants him, he begs him, please say the Kaddish in a way that reflects the nature of the day. It's your birthday, it's your bar mitzvah, it's your mother's yartzeit. She made the ultimate sacrifice for you. And the boy gets up to leave the davening, and it comes time for Kaddish, and he rushes through the Kaddish. And he's not paying attention to the words, he's mumbling the words. And he's distracted by the bar mitzvah party that he knows is waiting for him and his friends. And the father sees this, the father literally faints. And the relatives come over to the child and say, how could you do that? After everything your mother sacrificed for you. She gave her life so that you could be here. And the boy turns to the relatives and he says, I don't owe her anything. I don't even know who she is. I never saw her. I never met her. She never did anything for me. And all the relatives begin to cry. And the Dodo Magid said, how could we not mourn the Beis HaMikdash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shafach HaMasal Eitzim V'Avadim, but he spared us. The Beis HaMikdash saved us. And I think it's the exact same thing in this kina. Arzei HaLevonim, these great tzaddikim of Torah, the leaders throughout Jewish history, tzaddikim, who were prepared to give their lives to bring kapara to Klal Yisrael, to make a sacrifice for the Jewish people. I saw in a volume called Shvilei Radin, about the Chafetz Chaim. What did tzaddik do? What does a tzaddik do to save the generation? Listen to this story. Chafetz Chaim said, I want to take 20 gedolim. He told this to Rav Moshe Landinsky. Rav Moshe Landinsky was one of the Rosh Yeshiva and the Radin Yeshiva, who ran the yeshiva with the Chafetz Chaim. He told this Rav Moshe, he said, I want to take 20 tzaddikim. He says, if I could find 20 tzaddikim to go along with me, I would go out and I would fight the Russian army on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So this Rav Moshe said to the Chafetz Chaim, are you out of your mind? That's your army? You're going to go and take 20 Rosh Yeshiva? Sweet little, you know, old Jews with little beards and long coats, and you're going to go out and fight the Russian army? You're going to be killed instantly. You're out of your mind. What are you talking about? He saw the Chafetz Chaim was saying it with such passion. He was sincere. If I could just get 20 tzaddikim, 20 other gedolim to join me, I would go out and I would fight the Russian army. So you're going to be killed on the spot. So the Chafetz Chaim looked at Rav Moshe and he said, do you think I'm an idiot? Do you think I'm a nar? Do you think I'm such a child? I'm such a silly perspective, I don't know what I'm doing. The Chafetz Chaim says, I know I'm going to be killed on the spot. And I know that all of us will be killed on the spot. But I know that if I do that, it'll be mevatel the gezeira. I know that if I'm willing to sacrifice myself, and the Chafetz Chaim said it in a very real way, he meant it, that if we would go out, and these tzaddikim would sacrifice themselves for Klal Yisrael, then all of the harsh decrees of the Russian government would somehow disappear. The Chafetz Chaim believed that with every fiber of his being was prepared to do it. So therefore, as we recite this kina, we talk about these tzaddikim. Let's recite it, not only mourning their tragic patira, the murder, but to say the words with an expression of a kar satov. Not just again to the tzaddikim, the 10 righteous people who are described in this kina, but to really recognize what it is that tzaddikim would do for us. Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint yesterday, I can't carry you alone, but there's a feeling that Moshe has that as the leader I'm supposed to carry. Our tzaddikim carry us. We have to appreciate that without them, we're truly left with nothing. Arze halavanon adirei Torah, balei treisim b'mishnu v'gemara, giborei koach amaleh b'tahara, damam nishpach v'nashsa gevura, hiram kedoshe haruge malchus asara, v'al ilan ivolchiyah.